Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, cell phones. Can we live without them?
In 1 minute, you can connect with information from anywhere around the world and make your life easier.
Well, cell phone is a portable phone that can make and receive calls, and also they are known as smartphones when they have a variety of other services and the most convenient means of communication today. But can we live without the cell phones? And how did we live without them before? Are we addicted to the cell phones? Do they break relationships and families? Well, tonight we will discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show DJ Easy from Maryland. Welcome back, DJ Easy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing today?
Very, very good, DJ Easy. And also we have Carly. Carly, welcome for the first time. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be with you guys.
Sure. And in the studio, we have Jane Winuka. Welcome back, Jane.
Hello, hello.
All right. In this edition, we'll be discussing cell phones. Just to take a look at on cell phones, Motorola was the first company to produce a handheld mobile phone. And this was on April 3rd, 1973. All right. So, just trying to find out, these cell phones have been a revolution to our lives today. And what are they doing to us? And I spoke to DJ Joe from 93.9 WKYS Radio in Washington, D.C. And I wanted to know his take.
That's a good question for myself. I say yes and no.
Okay, why yes and why no?
Yes, because the purpose of living is to have some kind of money so we can survive. Is a faster way to get to where you want to go or get things done when you have a cell phone. Now, on the other hand of it, no, because if you're already like a wealthy person, like you don't read like a bushman. Like basically, you just wake up in the morning.
Bushman,
watch,
I like that. Mm-hmm.
You know, you just like, I'm going to put it this way, like you, like a retired person.
Okay.
So you're not retired, but you're wealthy. All you worry about is just get up, go have fun every day. And that's what rich people do. I don't think if you need a cell phone at that point. But if you're somewhere in life, you gotta have some kind of progress so you can get paid. You definitely need a cell phone because it can speed your situation, you know. And after that, then throw it away.
I'm gonna throw it away. I like that. Also,
headache.
Okay, DJ Joe, you say it's headache, but here's what I think. I've heard people talking about cell phones save lives. I've heard people talking about cell phones break families. Now, which side are you on, brother?
I think they both wrong, in my opinion. Cell phones don't save no life. How? It's only some kind of situation. A man was working on his car, and pretty much the jack came off, and the car sat on top of his chest. And the only person that was close was his dog. He kept telling his dog, get the phone, get the phone. Dog brought so much stuff. Finally, the dog brought the phone. He called 911. Situation like that. So it doesn't happen like that. So cell phones save lives only on a situation. Do cell phones break marriages? Yes. Mm-hmm. because I have a life situation. My friend, you know what I'm saying, he was with his side chick, and the cell phone called home.
Wow.
And the wife take up. So when he got home, wife already packed the bag. She's out of there. Marriage is over. So you might want to stay away from cell phone. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you, DJ Joe, from 93.9 FM WKYS Radio in Washington, D.C. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing cell phones. And back to the studio. So, how do we live today without these cell phones? Can we afford to do that? Well, we do know in Africa, smartphones have overtaken the usage of earlier subscription by 50%. People are saying they're saving lives, But also, they are breaking families. So what is the use here? To you, DJ Easy, tell me, can we live without cell phones today?
Man, I don't think you can live without cell phone right now. Cause
why?
I think cell phone is part of our daily life right now. So it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you hanging around, walking around with a baby, you know. It's like your personal office. Yeah. I mean, that's the way you do everything.
Personal assistant, you make deals and businesses. Yeah.
Especially people can do anything without cell phone right now. It's tough.
Especially for a person like you, DJ Easy, you're a DJ, so you use your cell phone a lot, I'm sure. But
man,
Jay,
I use my cell phone every day. In the morning, afternoon, day or night. It doesn't matter what time.
And Jane, maybe from a woman's perspective, you can tell me, is this the problem? Maybe. Because as DJ Easy says, this is his baby every day, all day. Is this good for a relationship? Or is this addiction? Or what is this?
Sorry to say, this is an addiction.
Really?
It is very hard once to agree that I'm addicted to something. But at the end of the day, I think you will be able to. You made your cell phone to be like your baby. Mm. But even the baby, there's a time when you have to let the baby sleep for at least 12 hours.
Right.
And DJ Easy cannot stay 12 hours without using a cell phone because they have to carry with them every day. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. That's what he said.
So I think DJ Easy, you are addicted to cell phone. Me, personally, I can live without a cell phone.
How?
Because it's a way of teaching yourself. Mm-hmm. You set your goals, and it's good for your health. To me, mm-hmm. when my cell phone is off, that's the time I can concentrate better. Okay. That's the time I can use my brain. And it's challenging me because you want to stay young, you want to stay healthy, you should be able to challenge your own body. So when are you going to allow your own brain to function instead of using equipment to function for you?
Wow, that's deep, my friend. All right, let's listen to Kali. Kali, talk to me, brother. Can you live without a cell phone today?
Those are two very great points by Easy and Jane. Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, I agree with Jane. You can live without your cell phone. But at the same time, your cell phone is, you have to look at your cell phone as a necessary tool, something that helps you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, for example, for me, as a musician, there's times when I need to disconnect, absolutely need to disconnect. And, I see myself not using a cell phone at some point because the work demands it, you know, that you just switch off and you focus on your work. But then does that mean my life is going to be any easier? No, because the cell phone makes my life way easier. There's been times when, you know, you have something on your mind or you're working and you need to research something really quickly and you just, you know, just Google. Nowadays with a smartphone, you just tell Google what you want.
Right.
You know, post it up really quickly.
That's the easy way out.
Instead of you walking to, you mentioned 40 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you'd have to go to the library and you had to, you know, look for the books and you had to, you know, do all this research. But now, yeah, and the information is pretty outdated. But now, you know, just in 1 minute, you can connect with information from anywhere around the world and make your life easier. So I think the issue should be just like Jane said, every once in a while you have to give yourself a break. How am I using this thing, and how is it affecting me? Is it affecting me positively, or am I allowing it to take over my life? Is it just a tool? Like I said, you have to look at it as an accessory as opposed to just a necessity. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well said, my friend. Well said. Hold it to right there. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamar, in a Washington studio with DJ Easy, Kali Abdu, and Jane Winuka. Right now, we are discussing cell phones. Well, it looks like there are so many things happening. And what I do realize is some people say cell phones have revolutionized the way we do business, just as DJ Easy mentioned. Some people say they save lives. And some people need to disconnect because some of those, my friend, break families. And I spoke to DJ Wavelynx from the Rob and China reality show. And I wanted to know, does he believe cell phones are the best thing that happened today? And can we live without them?
No, I don't agree, man. This is the thing about cell phones. Cell phones are a necessity, right?
Okay.
And we all need it to get by and get where we got to go. We use it for everything, everything a part of life. GPS, we need it to call for emergencies. But some people, like you said, they use it for the negative purposes. They use it to spy. They use it to deceive people. They use it to lurk, you know, things like that. But, like, if you're a spiritual person, you don't need a cell phone. If you got God on your hand, because he's going to direct you towards wherever you're going, not to be spiritual or nothing, but, you know, I've been in situations where, you know, I didn't have my cell phone, and I was stranded on the highway, and there's no one that can get to me, but for some reason, just a few feet back, there was a car that was in track the trailer that had to stop, and it was a few feet back, and I had to walk back there, and I had to ask him for his cell phone. He wouldn't even let me use it, because
wow.
He didn't know me.
Oh, so, no.
But
so
the dude, but I told him, I said, yo, I'm the only guy out here. You're the only person here. Who else is going to save me? You my only hope right now.
Mm-hmm.
He finally let me use his cell phone.
Wow.
So I could call my baby mom at the time. And from that point, I got saved. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Rescued from that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the cell phone can be used for so many parts of life. But we do definitely need it. But it takes whoever's using behind that phone, who is that person? You know what I'm saying?
And that is the other thing that I'm trying to find people. Some people say it's people who break people, so it's not the cell phone. But anyway, how do people survive when they say that their lives have been changed because their cell phone came to their lives? And there's some people who are saying that cell phone is like their baby. They're like addicted to the cell phone. What is this all about?
I think that's because, you know, people become accustomed to it. Everyday part of life. They wake up to a cell phone, they go to sleep to a cell phone. It's like a habit, so you can't break it. So you've been doing it for years. It's something that, you know, you just need it. It's like we rely on it so much. I think if the world got, you know, their cell phones just turned off for about a week, I think a lot of chaos would probably happen, but I think we would adjust back to being normal again.
Being normal again, because we're not normal no more. As you see in the house, you find a husband on
people
a cell phone.
People will have more activities. People
exactly.
Will be more in bonding state. People want to go out more. People want to actually knock on somebody's door next door. Hey, want to hang out? You know, cell phones, you know, deter all of that. If I don't mess, talk to anyone, I just don't talk to you. No, I don't call you.
I know. People don't talk anymore, brother. You go to your house, you find mother is busy with the cell phone talking to somebody. Mom,
yeah,
dad is
even
busy.
When you're with your friends,
children
they're on
busy.
Their phone while you're trying to have bonding time.
Exactly.
You can't even party. People on their phones at the party. What you doing?
Thank you, DJ Wavelynx from the Rob and China Show. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing cell phones. And back to the studio. As you all know, when they first came out, a cell phone was about the size of a bottle of rum or Hennessy. It was a huge piece of machine, okay? But today, we have the cell phones as small as a matchbox, you know? And those previous ones were not fancy. But now it is fancy with a lot of capabilities until we have named them smartphones. As we use them today. So, why do we need them so much? Although some of them, as I said before, they break relationships. DJ Easy,
yeah.
Tell me, why do we need these phones so much? But we do know at some point, some families have gone through problems just because of cell phones, man, between husband and the wife.
Why should that be going through problems? That shouldn't cause no problem between each family because... if you look at it these days,
yeah.
People don't even have phones at home anymore.
Mm.
The only time you actually need phones is like when you're in the office.
Mm.
I would say 70% of Americans don't even have phones in their houses anymore.
Mm.
They deal on cell phones. Because cell phone is kind of doing a lot of stuff for you. You know, you can browse, get on internet in a minute.
Mm.
I mean, you know, you shouldn't cause too much problem between each family. The only way I think cell phone might cause problem is when you kind of using too much of, you know, you're going to socialize.
Social media all the time, your Facebook.
Facebook and all that. And, you know, you have marital affairs on the side. That, I think, is going to cause problem. But on the other side, man, it's one of the most important things right now.
But Jane was saying it is some sort of an addiction to people when they stay with their phones too much. And that's where the problem comes. Even if you don't have any marital affairs, just for a woman like Jane, sometimes she feels like you as a man, you cannot be on your cell phone all the time. And that could be a problem, I think. I don't know, Jane. What do you think?
I think if I look into marital life, if I look into back in the days, our parents' marriages,
mm-hmm.
they have succeeded to live longer, more than the new generation.
Mm.
And the question comes, why? So many things contributed. And one thing, one of those things is a cell phone.
Why?
Because if for example, your wife call you and you're not able to pick up a phone, or you come home late, or whatever the reason might be, or you just want your private time somewhere, we all do that all the time.
Right.
And you are not able to answer that phone immediately, it can create still a problem. This is different. Not everybody, I'm saying, they do the same way.
Right.
But at the same time, you have to think, okay, if I don't have a cell phone, what do I have to lose? This same cell phone, you're paying for it. At the end of the day, cell phone is, it becomes something that controls you instead of you controlling. You buy the phone.
Really?
And you're paying for the phone.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the same phone is controlling your life. So when are you going to be free on your own
mm-hmm.
to do your own things, use your own brain so you can be able to live maybe 120 years instead of 70 years? When are you going to say 2 + 2 = 4 instead of looking on your cell phone to find out 2 + 2? Is that so hard?
So, Jane, this is something that is so deep, my friend. You're going deeper and deeper to use our brains because cell phones makes our lives so easier.
It's a healthy issue.
Oh, really? It's a healthy issue.
Yes.
Here you're talking, girl. Well, Carly, tell me about it, my friend. Jane is talking about some healthy issues here with cell phones, my friend. Is that correct? That everything we do not challenge our brains. You're a musician. You do beats all the time. You produce your music. You look at information and do research all the time. Do you think because of these cell phones are making your life easy in one way or the other, it's going to make you not use your brain as much?
Let me tell you one classic thing that's cool on my cell phone. I have a brain app, right?
Okay.
A brain training app.
It's called a brain app?
So I have an app on my phone.
I didn't know about that.
That helps me simulate my brain. So every day I do like a little mental exercise because this app, apparently you're supposed to do, you're supposed to just exercise your brain, just like you're saying, every day. Just do a little challenge yourself, right?
Uh-huh.
So they've created these apps. Mm. Very, very cool. You guys should check them out. The individual is bad. This is how they say guns don't kill people. People kill people. The individual is the problem, not the cell phone. The cell phone is something the individual can switch off. You see, so I think it's both things. There's no correct answer, I think, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I'm not saying cell phone is bad completely. But if you have a list in front of you of what's the advantages and disadvantages you have from phone, if I go to point number one, as I said, is the healthy issue, then it comes to economic issue. How much did you ever actually put down how much you spend for your cell phone for a year, including the phone itself? And we come in the security issue. Having your phone, it can be safety. At the same time, it can risk your life because somebody can track you by using your cell phone.
Absolutely.
Okay.
As you're talking, think about the people whose jobs require cell phones, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some people's jobs now require them to have a smartphone. It can't even just be any cell phone. It has to be a smartphone. It has to be, you know, a certain degree of phone, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So those people need it, and they have to be charging their phones constantly, and they, you know, their phones are always in their ears, and they have to, you know, be using their cell phones almost like, you know, like 12, however long their shifts are. Mm. Sorry, Jen. You know, I'm African, right?
Yeah.
And I went to a village in Nigeria, and, you know, this one kid was so knowledgeable about so many things, and I was so happy. And the only reason is because he had this cell phone. And I was so happy that he had a cell phone, right? Mm-hmm. Because he could research so many things. And this is in a very remote village. So think about that for a second.
Wow.
You know, that technology is bringing education to places where otherwise they have absolutely no hope of getting that. So in the same vein, you know, I might say that kid spends all his time researching things and, you know, educating himself. No, but at the same time, and I would say YouTube. I mentioned YouTube as if it were a bad thing. On YouTube, me as a musician, I learn so much from YouTube. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm working in the studio as a producer, I get stuck on, you know, how to use the software, for example. I learn on YouTube. You know, so I think, you know, you can get both sides. You can educate yourself with your cell phone or use a cell phone to benefit yourself. But at the same time, you know, you can use it to do bad things and, you know, get in trouble with your wife. You know, right?
But is there something else that you can use instead of cell phone? Can use an iPad? Can use a PC? Can use a computer that you can go through
but
Facebook?
But the problem with the iPad,
and
this is why I used to, like, I liked the iPad for a long time because I'm a huge film, but I love films, right?
Right.
So for the longest, I enjoyed my iPad because my iPad allowed me to, it was more dynamic. I would enjoy a movie more than I would on my cell phone, even though now we all have these big, big cell phones.
Yeah.
So, but the problem with the iPad was that it wasn't comfortable to carry around. Mm-hmm. I always needed to have a backpack, right?
Yeah.
Whereas with my cell phone, it just fits in my pocket, right?
Oh, yeah.
So on the train now, I'm watching all kinds of, you know, movies and educational videos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whereas back in the day, when I was using my iPad, I'd always have to carry a backpack. And that's not necessarily convenient, right? All the time to be carrying a backpack.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, but, yeah, you can use an iPad. You can use anything. You can use a computer. You can carry a laptop around when you need to do some work. You pull it out, you know, in Starbucks or what have you, and connect to Wi-Fi and pull all the research you need and switch it off and get back to being normal. Look, I'm saying this now and with the intention of at some point cutting off from just everyday cell phone use. Because I think that you need to be a human being. So you need to take a walk on the beach. You need to, you know, just disconnect from the – get off the grid a little bit and just be a human being and breathe in air and just – enjoy the fact that you're alive and, you know, just don't be too plugged in at all times, 24 hours a day.
Old school style.
Not being plugged in.
Yes, sir. I'll sell that old school style, Carly.
That guy, little child, he has a low syndrome, whatever that is. And he has a cell phone. And, you know, he walked away from school and walked into the remote area. And, you know, they were looking for him because he didn't take the medication. But through the cell phone that he had in his pocket, they were able to track these two down. That little child that has a low Down syndrome.
Right.
You know, sometimes cell phone might be bad, but it might be good. But as far as I'm concerned right now, man, the world is upgrading.
You know? Right. It's saving lives, man. You're right.
That's going to be time. They're going to have cell phone forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you're going to be able to communicate with your mom.
That's true. Right now, the world is so small with a cell phone. It's just a phone call away. You can call somebody anytime.
I'm telling you, man, that's the best bet.
They don't have to be stationary at one place waiting for
you
your call.
Have to turn around and all that. I'm telling you, man, the world is upgrading everything.
Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bungani in Washington, D.C.
You are listening to Upfront on the Voice of America.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
And to AU, African Youth, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
employment rates are climbing. So definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. Cell phone is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service. Now, one of the things that you just mentioned, Carly mentioned here, was streaming. Streaming media is one of the greatest things that happened to cell phones today. But, Jane, or DJ Easy, is this a cause of addiction? Or is it okay? Because most of the time they say now families, father is busy streaming Kansime on YouTube. And mom is busy streaming another show, maybe a Nigerian movie or something out there. And there is no constant communication between the two. Now, is this addiction a problem? Was this going to cause a problem to families?
No, I don't think it's going to cause no problem to no family. If you do have a, if every individual has a cell phone, you guys can do whatever you want to do.
So don't you see that it's affecting the communication that used to be back in the days that people will be talking all the time? But now they're not really much talking. They're all busy on their cell phones.
Well, it's good when they get busy on the cell phone, you know.
Oh, really?
Especially the young dude these days, he's going to bring the crime down. The crime rate is going to go down. So they have something they need to work with, you know, instead of them staying out there and not doing anything. It's better for them to, you know, play games on a cell phone.
Ooh.
And that would reduce crime.
Oh, really? Okay, Jane, tell me about it. What do you think? Is it a good thing to be on the phones and not talk to each other?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
You have to think about how many hours are you away from home or how many hours you're away from your spouse or your kids. And for the little time in the week that you spend at home, why don't you have that as a family time? So talk to your kids, to your wife, you know, at least make something productive into your marriage, to your family. Instead of investing more time in your cell phone, streaming music or video, why can't I give 75% my family and give 25%? I'm not saying you shouldn't at all. Because what I'm thinking is we give too much into a cell phone. I understand it can be your work. It can be very educational. It can be whatever the reason is. But at the end of the day, we're giving too much into a cell phone and we're giving so little for our own. What that means yourself personally, then it comes to your family, and even it comes to the kids. Kids now have a cell phone. They cannot even concentrate better in classes. You don't know how much teachers are struggling to get the kids off their cell phones at school.
So this app, right?
Uh-huh.
You guys need to get the app, right?
I wanted to know the app, yes.
Oh, okay. The app is called Train Your Brain. You can get it on, you know, anywhere. I know I use the Android, so if you use the Android, you can get it from the Play Store, and it's called Train Your Brain. And what the app does is basically improve focus, memory, and, you know, the memory thing is the important one because, you know, people have Alzheimer's when they get older because, you know, the activity in the brain, you know, or what have you. While we're young, we need to be exercising our brain.
That's right.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this app is very, very important for people to exercise their brain and, you know, help them improve their memory. How many times have you tried to remember something and you say, oh, I'm getting old. You know, my memory isn't as good as it should be.
Thanks, and that's it for show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored cell phones. A big thank you to my guest. Of course, a big thank you to my guest in studio, Jane Winuka. Thank you so much for coming here.
You're welcome.
All right, and of course, to the phone, DJ Easy, thank you for coming in. And Carly, the musician, thank you so much for giving us your time here.
Thank you, sir. Good to meet you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer. This is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.